Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Now, what was this commitment that we see from Nehemiah? Well, in those 4 months, I think that Nehemiah was praying and fasting for Jerusalem. I think he was also planning. He was getting a plan ready. You want to make resolutions in your life. You want to make changes. It's not going to come just by saying, I feel like getting in shape this week. Or this year, I'm going to lose weight. With no commitment and no plan. You see, Nehemiah had a plan. He depended on prayer. He was serious to that. You see that in the fact that he was fasting over this. But when he has the opportunity, the king says, what is it that you're making a request of me? He has a plan. And so he lays out his plan. Now, how thoughtful was his plan? Well, as you end up seeing later in Nehemiah, we won't have time to get into it, but you end up seeing that he anticipated the fact that those who were in Jerusalem who didn't want things to change were going to send letters back to the king to say, oh, look what's happening. He's trying to create his own kingdom and overtake you. But he knew that because he already had letters from the king. It tells me that he thought through the objective. He knew what was going on. He knew that there were the troubles that they were having in Jerusalem. And he made a plan that would have the handling for those contingencies. If you want to make resolutions in your life, lasting resolutions, then you not only have to pray about it, you not only have to be committed to it, you have to have a plan, and that plan must think of the contingencies. What's going to happen, what are the excuses, and how to plan for that.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.